जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन जारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा जय जय गुरुदेव 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 हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे विल बी डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 28 टू 32 Text 28 is as follows. Shri Uddhav Uvacha Yama Kati Vidha Prokto Niyamu Vari Karsana Kaha Sama Kodama Krishna Katatiksha Dhriti Prabho श्री उद्धव उवाच यमा कति विधा प्रोक्तो नियमो वारी कर्सना कह समा को दमा कृष्णा कातितिक्षा धृति प्रभो श्री उद्धव उवाच यमा कति विधा प्रोक्तो नियमो वारी कर्षना कह समा को दमा कृष्णा कत तिक्षा धृति प्रभो Shri Uddhav Uvacha. Sorry, Mataji. Shri Uddhav said, Yamaha, disciplinary regulations, Kati Vidaha, how many different types, Proktaha, are declared to exist, Niyamaha, regular daily duties, Va, or Ari Karsana, O Krishna, subdue of the enemy, Kaha, what is, Samaha, mental equilibrium, Kaha, what is, Dhamaha, self-control, Krishna, my dear Krishna, Ka, what is, Titiksha, tolerance, Dittaha, steadfastness, Prabhu, my Lord. The balance 4 slokas are as follows. Kim dhanam kim tapa saurya kim satyam rita uchate kas tyaga kim dhanam chestatam ko yagya ka cha dakshina Pumsa kim svid balam shriman, bhago labhas cha keshava, ka vidya rihi para ka shrihi, kim sukha dukham evacha, ka pandita ka cha murkaha, ka panta upasthata cha kaha, kaha sarvago naraka ka svid, ko bandur uta kim griham, ka adhya ko daridrova, Kripanha kah ka ishvaraha, etan prasannam mam bhuhi, vi prathasams cha satpate. The translation is as follows. Shri Uddhav said, My dear Lord Krishna, O chastiser of the enemies, please tell me how many types of disciplinary regulations and regular daily duties there are. Also, my Lord, Tell me what is mental equilibrium, what is self-control, and what is the actual meaning of tolerance and steadfastness? What is charity, austerity, and heroism? And how are reality and truth to be described? What is renunciation, and what is wealth? What is desirable, what is sacrifice, and what is religious remuneration? My dear Keshava, O most fortunate one, How am I to understand the strength, opulence and profit of a particular person? What is the best education? What is actual humility? What is real beauty? What are happiness and unhappiness? Who is learned and who is a fool? What are the true and false paths in life? And what are heaven and hell? Who is indeed a true friend? And what is one's real home? Who is the rich man? And who is a poor man, who is wretched, and who is an actual controller? O Lord of the devotees, kindly explain these matters to me along with their opposites. The purport is as follows. All of them mentioned in these 5 verses are defined in different ways by different cultures and societies throughout the world. Therefore, Sri Uddhav is directly approaching the Supreme Authority, Lord Krishna, to obtain the standard definition for these universal aspects of civilized life.
Om Agyante Vidandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umlingam Vena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhestam స్థాపితాం ఏన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా గదామయం దదాతి స్వపదాన్వితం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుక్తపదకమలం శ్రీగురు వైష్ణవంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణా రఘునాథం వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదా సహగణా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖా వితంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి విశ్వభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణామీ హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరువేశ కృపా సింధు వైవచ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాస్ ఆది గౌర భక్తవింద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. So thank you for assembling for this morning Bhagavatam class. Now these five slokas which we just read the translation, the purport, we're seeing these five slokas, there are many questions put forward by Uddhavji to Lord Krishna. So, and these questions are going to be answered in detail in the next few verses. So I will not touch on those answers. I'll try to discuss this verse from another angle. Now the first thing one we should observe in this when we are going through this sloka and the purport, that Shri Uddhavji, he approached Lord Krishna directly. Basically from here we should understand that when we have any questions or any doubts, we should approach an authentic source. That is a very important thing. See, in life definitely we'll have many questions, and especially in spiritual lives. So when we have any questions, it's not that we just go to anyone and ask them that what's the meaning of this or that. It's very, very important that we should approach authorized people. And especially when we discuss spiritual matters, we are aware that there are these four sampradayas. They are the bona fide sampradayas. So any of our questions should be linked to this soup, any representative of these four sampradayas. When we get answers from them, when we put forward our questions to them, the answers which come, they are bona fide. Now, what happens in this material, sometimes people get very amazed and startled. Like, you know, sometimes people hear, this person, he had gone to the Himalayas and he stayed in the Himalayas for 30 years, 35 years, 40 years. He did a lot of tapasya and now he's come and he's written this book. And then people in this world are very, you know, wonderstruck. Yeah, okay, 30 years, 40 years research he's done, tapasya, and out of that now he's written this book. And people treat that book very seriously. But if this person was not connected to any of these four paramparas, they will not treat his book seriously. Very simple reason, very simple. The thing is, you know, Prabhupada is, in his books he has mentioned that we human beings have four defects in us. We have four defects, that our senses are imperfect, we have a tendency to be in illusion, we human beings make mistakes, and we have tendency to cheat. So whoever, he may be doing 50 years, 60 years research in whatever subjects, said spiritual matter, but his outcome, whatever his conclusion will be, will definitely be faulty, somewhere. For example, if someone has a very big machine, if this machine, there's some fault in it, the product which comes out will not be 100% perfect. It will have some flaw. It may not be visual to our material eyes from an external angle, but there would be some flaw in it. So the same way, we don't take these people very seriously who do 50 years, 60 years research on spiritual matters and they come out with their own books. We take those people most seriously who are attached to these four paramparas. Anyone. Because now the beauty of this parampara is that whatever Krishna has told them, they pass it down like a postman without adulterating the real message. And another thing is that if you are, we are discussing on, basically Uddhav ji had put forward this question to Lord Krishna. Now, when you are asking questions is also a sign of intelligence. Uska matlab ye nahi ki jo question puchta nahi hai wo buddhu hai. It's not that way. But yes, when we have any questions, we should put forward. We should get it clarified. Sometimes what happens is that when we have any questions, we are a little hesitant to get it clarified or don't put it forward. But it's very, very dangerous. What happens is, if we just keep whatever doubts we have or questions in our mind and don't get it clarified, when definitely in a sadhaka's life, there will be some challenging situations. There will be times when he'll be a little down in spiritual life. So when there are challenges put in our spiritual life, when we're a little down in our sadhana, and if the previous doubts will not get clarified, these doubts can behave like a big demon in us and they can disturb our spiritual life. But if we get our doubts whenever, as in time, whenever we have doubts or questions, if we get it regularly clarified, then our faith will be very strong. Our faith will be very rock steady. And whenever there are challenges in life, we'll be able to live with it in a spiritual way. And another thing is that sometimes while someone suppose in the, hello, Krishna, okay. Whenever there's a Bhagavatam class, any class, so sometimes some individuals are a little reserved or a little shy in asking questions. They're a little reserved and shy in asking questions. That's no problem. Every individual has a different nature, different temperament. Some people may be shy. But the point is, after the class, you should approach the speaker and get it clarified. Because sometimes some people are reserved and a little shy. In this context, like Bhaktivedanta Hospital, like we are trying to reach out to the adolescents of the different schools. The adolescent students, basically the 9th and 10th students. There was a research done, a survey done by the Indian Crime Standard Bureau. And the research showed that in India, every day, there are 24 students committing suicide. Every day. So, and especially most of them are in the adolescent age. So through Bhaktivedanta Hospital, we are trying to reach this age group. And we have made a module called Never Give Up. We present to them a very interactive video session. So I was giving this session to one very famous school in Mira Road, RBK International School. So the students were there, teachers were there. After this presentation, I asked the students, any questions? No one was asking. Again, asked any questions? No one. The principal was also there. Principal told the student, I asked you a question. If you have doubt, ask. But no one was asking. So after the principal left, after the teachers left, then three students remained behind. They came to me, sir, we have question. So I said, okay, you ask them. They were a little shy type. So they asked me. One of the students asked me, sir, I'm very much attached to playing this video game, PUBG, you know. It's a famous thing. So he was asking how to come out of it. Now the point is, they did a very wonderful thing. They had this doubt, they had this question. They didn't keep it to themselves. After the class, they came to me and asked me. So it's very important that when we have doubts, when we have questions, we should put it forward timely. And when you get these answers, you become more clear, more focused in your goal of life. Then when we're asking about, we're talking about the subject matter of questions and questioning. Some of the youth, I know the type of questions they ask. I was addressing one devotee youth group. I'd gone to Muscat, they'd invited me. So I was supposed to address a devotee youth group. So I addressed them. Then again after the class, one youth came to me, devotee, and said, Prabhuji, I have one question. I said, okay, ask me. So he said, just see the type of questions, the type of, they have. So this youth told me, hey, Prabhuji, the question is, say, if someone's Guru Maharaj is kidnapped. I said, someone's Guru Maharaj is kidnapped, and that kidnapper tells this disciple that you have to go and kill this person. If you don't kill him, I will kill your Guru Maharaj. So what should the disciple do? As per the scriptures, he's supposed to give his very life for his Gurudev. But at the same time, if he wants to save his Gurudev, he has to kill an innocent person. So what should this person do? So when I heard this question, I don't know what I answered him, but I definitely know the question. So the thing is, you know, the youth of today, you know, they are questioning things. Previous time, you know, if you ask our parents, भगवान को क्यों बिलीव करते थे? मेरे पिता माँ मंदिर जाते थे, वो लोग बिलीव करते, तो मैं बिलीव करता हूँ. टुडेज यूथ, यू टेल देम भाई चलो मंदिर में क्यों जाना चाहिए मंदिर में? यू आस्क देम भगवान को प्रार्थना क्यों प्रार्थना करना चाहिए? सो आई एम लाइक इन वन सेंस इज गुड बिकॉज सच पीपल इफ यू एक्सप्लेन देम नाइसली एंड दे आर कन्विंस्ड दे विल टेक लाइफ लॉन्ग दिस स्पिरिचुअलिज्म. देन अनदर इंपॉर्टेंट एस्पेक्ट from the sloka what we can understand is that how to ask the question, with what attitude to ask the question, with what mood to ask the question. Very, very, very important. Very important. Here in the sloka, these five slokas which we discussed, you see Uddhavji's mood. His mood is of submission, surrender and humility. With that attitude, he's asking forward his question. And the thing is, if you observe our scriptures, whenever great souls have asked questions, it's always the mood of submission, the mood of humility is there. You see, for example, in Bhagavad Gita, when Lord Krishna and Arjun, just before the Mahabharata war, when Krishna was a little bewildered, when Arjun was a little bewildered, he asked Krishna, in fact, chapter 2, text 7, Arjun, the exact translation I'll read to you, Arjun said to Lord Krishna, "Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me." Now again here, when Arjun is asking this question, you can see that submission. You can see that humility. Very, very important to have these qualities when we are asking a question. You see another example of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj and Sukhdev Goswami. When Parikshit Maharaj was cursed that you have to die in 7 days' time. So Parikshit Maharaj, he left his kingdom, everything, and he went to the Yamuna river bank. And there Sukhdev Maharaj had come. So now I'll read you the exact sentence, the exact words, how Sukhdev Maharaj is putting forward. How Parikshit Maharaj is putting forward his questions to Sukhdev Maharaj. It's in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 19, Text 37. Parikshit Mata is saying to Sukhdev Maharaj that you are the spiritual master and great saints. You are the spiritual master of great saints and devotees. I am therefore begging you to show me the way of perfection for all persons and especially for one who is about to die. Now again here, the word begging, again, when you see this, the way these questions are put forward by these great souls to other great Vaishnavas and great saints, it reflects submission. It reflects humility. It reflects surrender. It's very, very important. Another place where in Chaitanya Charitamrit, when Sanatan Goswami, he meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Banaras, and the way he asks questions to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very, very beautiful, very wonderful. I'll read you the exact slokas, the translation in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is in Madhya Leela, text 19 onwards, the next few slokas. Sanatana Goswami is saying, putting a straw in his mouth and bowing down, Sanatana Goswami claps the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and humbly spoke as follows. Sanatana Goswami said, "I am born in a low family and my associates are all low class men. I myself am fallen and am the lowest of men. Indeed, I have passed my whole life fallen in the well of sinful materialism. I do not know what is beneficial for me or what is detrimental. Nonetheless, in ordinary dealings, people consider me a learned scholar and I am also thinking of myself as such. Out of your causeless mercy, you have delivered me from the materialistic path. Now, by the same causeless mercy, please tell me what is my duty. Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? If I do not know this, how can I be benefited?" Now, when you read this translation, the way Sanatana Goswami is putting forward, you can see that reflection of
submission, the reflection of humility. Now, especially this quality of submission, humility is very much lacking. Very much lacking in today's society. Once a teacher, he was supervising an exam. He was supervising an exam of little grown-up children. They were maybe in the 11th or 12th standard students. So they had these students had come with, you know, their whatever jeans, t-shirt and pant shirt. So this supervisor is saying, he saw one student come with a t-shirt. And on the t-shirt it was written, do not obey. This teacher saw it. It was written on the t-shirt of the student, do not obey. You know, the thing in today's society, this submission, surrender, humility, lacking. You know, because of that, there's a lot of chaos in society. Because when there's no submission, there's no humility, you know, people today, you know, in families, the students are clashing with the parents. There's so much today that awe, reverence, respect for seniors, bujurg, jo hum bolte the, bujurg ke liye respect karo, bujurg ko acche se baat karo. Today, I'm like, people that respect, that submission is not there. And because of that, there's more chaos in society. Then, and another thing, when you're talking of this submission, this humility, now the point is, why is it important? See, when you are asking question with submission, with humility, why should we ask question with submission and humility? The point is that when a person with a submissive and humble heart, when he puts forward a question, his heart is more receptive, his heart is more fertile. When he receives those answers, his heart is more fertile to accept those answers in the right way. For example, if a field, it's very barren, it's very hard, and you put the best of seeds, those seeds will not grow. But if a land is made very fertile, if proper manure is put, and it is made fertile, and when you put the seeds, those seeds will grow very nicely. So in the same way, when we put forward our questions to our seniors, whoever, when we have a receptive, a humble heart, it's like our heart becomes more receptive. It becomes more fertile to absorb things better and assimilate things better. And another thing, how do we develop this quality of humility and submission? Aisa hai kya kabhi, you know, one fine day we get up and go in front of the mirror and then we find ourselves, okay, now I am Mr. Humble Das. Aisa hone wala hai? Nahi hoga. We have to work for it. If we want this quality of humility, submission, we have to work towards it. And the acharyas tell us a very nice way. The scriptures and acharyas tell us, how do we develop this quality of humility? We develop by, as an austerity, we take a humble position. You know, sometimes when we are dealing with devotees, some seva, you know, sometimes some devotee just chastises, you know, maybe our equal also. Kuch bol deta hai, humko man karta hai, usko do aur bole. You know, we are conditioned Kaliyug products. So, conditioned Kaliyug products ka, by definition, unka kya characteristics hai, koi ek bolta hai, to usko 10 bolo. Koi ek maarta hai, to usko 10 maaro. This is a conditioned Kaliyug products response. But we, even as sadhakas, because we are not pure devotees just now, we are in the process of purifying. So sometimes when someone may tell us something which we may not like, and we sometimes want to retaliate with a strong answer, but no. As an austerity, as a tapasya, we take a humble position. And at the same time, most important, that we also should continue our sadhana very nicely. Means we should very sincerely chant every day. Every day we should read Prabhupada books, have association of devotees regularly. We have to do both. As an austerity, as a tapasya, we should take a humble position. And the same, the second part, we have to do our sadhana very nicely. For example, if we don't do our sadhana very nicely, we're not chanting nicely, we're not associating or reading Prabhupada books regularly, then we'll not get the strength to, as an austerity, to take all these challenges. If we're not doing our sadhana nicely, fir hamara muh se do nikal hi jayega baat. So our sadhana gives us the strength that as a tapasya, just tolerate it. So when we do both this, then the quality of humility, submission, it will increase more in our heart. And You know, this sloka, when talk of humility, Trinadabhi Sunichena, this sloka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this sloka, we should wear it around our neck. So, so important. The exact translation I read to you. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of all prestige, and should be ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Again, this quality, you can see, I mean, this reflects what type of humble attitude we should have. Then, when you're talking of this topic of humility, once Hamsaduta Prabhu, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, he asked Prabhupada once that, Prabhupada, what's the meaning of Hamsaduta? So Prabhupada told him, you please pay attention more to the second part of the name. Prabhupada told him, please pay attention to the second part of the name, more attention. What is the second part? Das. Hamsaduta Das. So again, when we get a spiritual name, so and so Das, we have to understand that we have Das. And Das basically means a humble attitude, a submissive attitude, not a boss attitude. See, and this quality of humility, submission, it always pays off. And say for an example, say a king, he's living in a big palace. He has a very loyal servant. The servant, he's serving the king with submission, with humility. Now, till he's doing that, he basically enjoys many facilities like the king. He's staying in the same palace. Sometimes he gets to eat the same thing. He moves with the king's royal entourage. He's given almost the same respect like the king. But till this servant is thinking himself as a servant of the king, things are fine. But from the day, if this servant starts thinking, "Are, why I can't get respect like the king? Why I can't be like the king?" The day he starts thinking that, from that day his miseries will start. So the point again, when we should have a submissive, humble attitude. And the opposite of humility is pride. Pride. This pride basically, in today's world, you see people, this quality of humility is missing. Mostly people are so proud. I'm like, small baat pe flare up ho jate, you know, because we are conditioned people, we have a particular conditioned ego. So small points pe baat bahut badi bad jati. So this pride, we have to somehow, through our sadhana, through tolerance, we have to work at it, and then slowly Krishna will give us that humbleness. And when talking of this pride, I remember once, this many years back, we had this mentor system. Basically the mentors are like one step below the counselor level in a Radha Gopinath temple. So the mentors, basically from the mentor group, there were around 20 families selected that they would be made counselors. So these 20 families, they were called one day, they were told that, okay, now you'll be made counselors. But before you're made counselors, you'll be given 1 year's training. Every month, there'll be a senior devotee who'll be training on different subject matters. So after this 1 year's training, you'll be made counselors and you can start doing that service. So I remember when I was also part of that group, from the mentor, I was also selected to do this seva as a counselor. So I remember the first training. In the first training, when these 20 mentors were assembled, the senior devotees of our Radha Gopinath congregation were there. Krishna Chandra Prabhuji, Gaurang Prabhuji, Madhavan Prabhu. They were there to address the first meeting. And all these leaders spoke to us. Very short. But I remember one of the leaders, okay, Krishna Chandra Prabhuji, he told us, he spoke maybe few minutes, but the learning lesson which he gave, believe me, to this day, it's one of my best learning lessons in my life. And it has saved me at many challenges, and it will save me in many challenges in the future, I know for sure. He spoke very few minutes. He said one thing to us, to all the mentors. He said, see, now you all are being raised to the level of a counselor. Now, you all should not feel that there's a halo around your head. Main kuch alag ho gaya hun. Should not feel there's a halo around your head. And Krishna Chandra, he said very nice thing that he told us that I'm also struggling with that. That was his humility. He said, I'm also struggling with that. But he told us that please don't think you all are something different, something halo around your head. Do this service as a counselor, a service to Gurudev. But I think just a few minutes he spoke, believe me, I was so happy. I said, thank you Prabhu in my mind. And believe me, this statement, that learning lesson he gave me, it has saved me so many times, and in future also it will save me. So the point is, even in spiritual life, there's tendency to be proud of. Even in spiritual life, because we are conditioned Kali Yuga products. Chote baat pe, sometimes someone does good kirtan, and after the kirtan, sometimes that person expects, chalo, ek do devotee aake bole, Prabhuji, bahut achha kirtan kiya, kya inspiration kiya. Sometimes we want that. Sometimes the speaker after giving a nice class, in the back of the mind is that, okay, koi aake bole, Prabhuji, kya class diya, kya example diya, kya quote kiya ye. Sometimes as conditioned sadhakas, this tendency is there in us. But the thing is, we have to understand, stick to the process. If you stick to the spiritual process, these anarthas of pride, ego, all this will definitely get washed off. And when we're talking of humility, Lord Vishnu himself, there's so many instances in the scriptures, he himself by his example has shown supreme humility. Many examples are there, I'll just take maybe one or two. The example when the four Kumaras, when they came to Vaikuntha, they were stopped by Jai Vijay. So the four Kumaras got very angry. And Lord Vishnu, he was sitting in his throne. Lord Vishnu understood what was going around the gate. So with Lakshmi Devi, he came to the gate. And he apologized to the four Kumaras. He told the four Kumaras that actually Jai and Vijay are my servitors. It is like if they have done something wrong, it is like I have done something wrong. So I request you to please forgive me. Imagine, who's Lord Vishnu? Hum log jab galti karte, 10 baar sochte, forgiveness mangu ki nahi mangu, mangu ki nahi mangu. Just see, this is our status. Even as sadhakas, even after chanting 25 years, 16 hours every day, even after reading Bhagavatam every day, what is the position? Sometimes we know we have done a mistake, but still 2 baar sochte, forgiveness mangu ki nahi mangu, mangu ki nahi mangu. This is our position. But anyway, we should have supreme hope. Why? Because we are in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement can accommodate any type of Kali Yuga product. Any type. You think of the worst Kali Yuga product, you multiply that by trillion times, still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give this person his mercy. That is our hope. That is our hope. Then, another thing is that when we ask questions, just see how we Kali Yuga products behave. The answers which we get, we are very selective in selecting the parts of the answers. So we ask Prabhuji, this problem or that problem. Prabhuji gives us an answer. But we are very selective. We select some parts of the answers. Just see our position. Or dusra point, or the answer which we select, we are not studying that answer, in excluding that also. Just see what is our position in Kali Yuga. I remember once, many years back, maybe 25-30 years back, I was coming regularly to the Sunday program, I was a little college youth that time. So there was once very senior devotee from one of the suburbs, he had brought a new person with him. That new person would sometimes be chanting and sometimes come on and off. So the Sunday program, after the Sunday feast, this initiated devotee took this new person to a very senior devotee. Somehow I was also around there. So this young person started telling the senior devotee, Prabhuji, mujhe bahut problem hai, padhai ka problem hai, ghar pe problem hai, kali ke sath problem hai, there are mind problem there, sab pura ek list, do page ka list tha. So I was just doing some work, I was wondering what answer Prabhuji will give. I thought the senior devotee will give him some very strong philosophy, don't worry, this is maya, this will happen, control your mind. But this Prabhuji gave a fantastic, just 1 minute answer, maybe less than that. This senior devotee told this young person, do one thing. You stay in the same locality as this person. Every Sunday, please come for the Sunday feast class. Take part in the Sunday feast program. And every Sunday, come with this devotee and go with him with the devotee. You do this, you'll find your life very peaceful and your problems, most of it will go away. I was very happy. Wow, what an answer. I thought, usme kuch chara philosophy bhi nahi aaya. But look, fantastic answer. So next week, I saw this young person, he came in, very enthusiastic, was dancing and taking part. Again, after that, next Sunday, he again came. Third Sunday also he came. Fourth Sunday, gul. Fifth Sunday also gul. Sixth Sunday, gul. After that, I don't think I ever saw him in my life. Now, the thing is, see, we are very selective in answers. We select karte, we are not steady in executing that answer. Udhar hi hum maat kha jate. We are, you know, steadiness, lack hota hai. Sometimes we hear some very fantastic lecture, and then we decide, you know, for brahmacharya is so fine, you all have to attend Mangalarti every day. Sometimes we grihasthas hear some lecture, and then we are fired up. Arey, kal se main roj Mangalarti aunga, roj. Kahin daad rata hai, daad rata hai. Next day aa jata hai. Great, chanting, dancing. Next day bhi aata hai. That one week he comes every day. That week every day he comes. Next week, 5 baar aata hai. Uska next week, second week, 4 baar aata hai. Uska next week, 3 baar aata hai. You know, aise frequency kam ho jata hai. Huh? So the thing is, we are not steady in our spiritual practices. Udhar maat kha jate. So if we are steady, we will see those results also in us. Then, when we are talking of this question and answers, like it's very important that when we have questions, we should get it clarified. This is many, many years back, before in maybe 88, 89. Somehow by Krishna's grace, some very strong desire came in me that what is the truth of life? Who is God? What is death? Is there life after death? So I was going on many spiritual organizations, meeting many leaders, reading many books. I was reading books on atheism also. I was wanting to know, what is the aim of life? Is it to just drink alcohol in 24 hours? Or is it to just chant the holy name? Or is it to go to the Himalayas? What is the truth of life? So I was going to many places. So I was reading one book of a very famous person. He's supposed to be very famous. He has ashrams all over the world. So I had bought one of his books. He quotes the Gita. So in that book it was written, you know, this material world is dukhalayam, and he was quoting Gita slokas. And then in one part he wrote that you can become God. You are God and you can become God. Somehow by Krishna's mercy, ye mera palla kabhi nahi para ki hum Bhagwan ban sakte hain, by Krishna's grace. When I was reading the book, other things were very nice. I said, guys, this guy is reading that you can become God. I said, God become, how can you become God? And there's some power above you. So I was looking for an opportunity to meet this gentleman. So somehow there was a lecture schedule office in Bhartiya Vidya Bhavan. And I was staying in Wilson College hostel. So I saw an advertisement in the paper that this famous person is going to give a lecture in Bhartiya Vidya Bhavan. I was very happy. I went for the lecture. And lecture was full. Before time, full. You know, very famous speaker. And then he spoke. In that lecture also he spoke, yes, Gita, we should do this Gita. And we are this Atma. And again in the lecture he said, you can become God. There's no power above you. I bola bhai kya bol raha hai. So after the lecture, I went behind stage. So his disciples stopped me. I told bhai, I want to ask your Gurudev some question. So he said, they saw me, young guy with jeans pant, t-shirt. I said, I want to ask your Gurudev some question. So they said, okay, come. So they took me to the Gurudev. So I told this person, sir, you are saying that, you know, you can become God. There's no power above you. He said, yes, that is true. I said, sir, but I told him there's some power above us. I told him this exact answer. I told him, sir, like oxygen and hydrogen, when you combine, you get water. I told this gentleman that who has given oxygen the power to combine with hydrogen only to get water? Why it was not oxygen with nitrogen to combine to get water? I told him, have we given that oxygen that power to combine with, you know, hydrogen? So when I asked him a question, he said, you can't ask such questions. Such questions, there's some flaw in such questions. I said, sir, this is my general doubt, please answer it. He said, no, this is a wrong question. A few of his disciples said, our Gurudev has to go somewhere, you know. So that was the last time I ever had his darshan. Uska kitab mein Ram Ram Sat kar diya, you know. So somehow Krishna guided me to ISKCON. So the point is, you know, when you have questions, you should put forward and get it clarified. And when I started coming, many organizations have started going, and somehow I got connected to ISKCON also, and I started coming here, started asking many, many questions. And my maximum questions got answered in ISKCON. And this is why I'm here today. So the point is, our philosophy is so pure and so high. Any question under the sun you have, be assured, it will be answered. 100%. And then, when we are talking in this context, of, you know, the way, with what mood to ask the question, with what attitude also to hear the answer. When we ask the question in the right mood and hear the and also hear the answer in the right mood, Krishna empowers us with unbelievable qualities, unbelievable. In this context, I'll share a true story with you. This is regarding one devotee who stays in Mira Road. His name is Prem Bandhu Prabhu. He would work for Lufthansa Airways. So he had once got a free ticket to go to Sweden. And this devotee, very simple devotee, initiative devotees, and he's never in his life given any class. And no class is ever given. He likes to hear. So he had gone to Sweden. And that day he was Ram Navami. So he went to the ISKCON Sweden temple to hear the Bhagavatam class. So the people asked him, where are you from? Who are you? He told, I'm from Chopardi temple. I said, you're from Chopardi, very nice. So he sat for the class. So the temple president is Tapas Prabhu of the Sweden temple. Tapas Prabhu was the temple president. He was scheduled to give the class. So as he got ready to give the class, a phone call came, said it's a very urgent emergency work had come. So he had to leave the temple. So he caught hold of Prem Bandhu Prabhu. You're from Chopardi temple, na? You give the Bhagavatam class. Prabhuji said, Prabhuji, I've never given a class in my life. No, you're from Chopardi temple, na? Give the class. Made him sit on the Vyasasana. This Prabhuji, no, he was made to sit on the Vyasasana. Prabhuji never given a class in his life. They were on 40 devotees, Bhagavatam class. And see the Bhagavatam, so he didn't know. So when he was made to sit, this devotee, I was talking to Prem Bandhu, he said, when the Bhagavatam lines, it was total blackout to me. When I couldn't even see the Bhagavatam lines, main sochna nervous ho gaya tha. Bhagavatam mere samne hai, par line hi nahi dikh raha hai. He was so blackout. He was wondering, kya kare? But somehow Krishna, as Paramatma is everyone's heart, Krishna comes to the rescue of his devotee, 100%. He was saying, kya karu? Line hi nahi dikh raha hai. Kya paru Bhagavatam mein abhi? So there was a focus light which was focusing on the Bhagavatam from side se. Suddenly light toot gaya. Wo bulb hai na, phut gaya. And kaach phut gaya. So the devotee said, Prabhuji, ruk jao. So it took them 10 minutes to clean that area. This was a life breather for Prem Bandhu Prabhu. 10 minutes he got. Thoda apne aapka blackout ko thoda minus kiya. Composed himself. Just thought of something. And then after 10 minutes, Tapas Prabhu's wife gave the kartal to Prem Bandhu. Prabhuji, you have to start with Jai Radha Madhav. So then he remembered, okay, I have to start Bhagavatam with Jai Radha Madhav. He was totally black. So he started with Jai Radha Madhav. And then, after singing Jai Radha Madhava, then he started the class. When he started the class, after 2 hours he ended the class. 2 hours. Huh? Seasoned Bhagavatam speakers also sometimes for speaking 1 hour, I have made so many notes, I have to, for many days I have to prepare. Huh? Imagine for 2 hours, non-stop. And the devotees who heard this very much liked this lecture. Now again the point is that, when we hear with submission, when we ask a question with submission, and we hear it also with submission and humility, Krishna empowers us with qualities which are unimaginable to us itself. Unimaginable, aap Superman kya? Superman ka double Superman ban jate. You'll be amazed at the way you perform and function. I know of a devotee, he said, he studied in a convent school. So in one particular subject was an elocution, like you have English, math, there was an elocution subject. In that, you're given a poem. You're supposed to memorize it, come in front of the class and recite it. And then you're given marks. So this devotee was telling me, he would come in the top 5, top 10 in his class. Very good marks he would get. He would memorize that poem by heart, very nicely. But jab ek class ke aage aa jaate na, itna 40 bachche ko dekhe, he would forget the lines. Always. It would happen always. And now that devotee, he was sharing with me in his humility, saying, I don't know, Bhagwan ne mere ko kya double Superman bana diya, triple Superman. Now he gives lectures to, 100, 200 people, very easily. There's no nervousness. He's saying, Prabhuji, in my school, I would never imagined speaking to 100 people or 200 people without being nervous. I would never imagined my dream also. Now the point is, when we again hear with submission, hear with humility, Krishna empowers us with divine qualities. So when we are talking of this quality of submissiveness and humility, I will read to you one very nice thing and I will end with that. This Braj Bihari Prabhu, who was a senior brahmacharya in a temple, he once mentioned in this context about humility. He mentioned, ki kad bara nahi karte hain edia uthane se. Edia matlab, it's the bottom part of the feet, edia. कद बड़ा नहीं करते हैं एडिया उठाने से, ऊंचाई अक्सर मिलती है सर झुकाने से. Okay. If you really want to progress in life, when you take a humble position, Krishna will make you tough. Hare Krishna. So we'll end the class here. Does anyone have any comments to make or any questions? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you very much.